Today's learning should be Aliyat Nishmato Shel Avi Zal Gedalia Ben Tuvia Shalach Leolamo 21 years ago.
V'Yitzhak Chaim Ben Meir Lev, Rivka Bas Avraham, and David Ben Asher.
Okay, and today is the day that we're going to be making a siyum on Masechet Nazir, but meanwhile, here we are, on the Daf Hey of Sota. We got up to yesterday. We did the first few lines, and we got up to Azhara L'Gasei HaRuach, which is the third line. Now, you'll recall, we were talking about yesterday was the relationship of Gasut HaRuach, the various inyonim of Sota, and how did we get to that strange relationship? Because we found that somehow or other the Pagam of Arayot relates specifically to Gasut HaRuach, so that since the Gemara finds that the Nefesh Yikara is Nichshelet in Eshet Ish, and it's Tzada Eshet Ish, so we began discussing Bichlal, the issues of what happens to somebody who is Nichshel in Eshet Ish or who is Nichshel in Gasut HaRuach. And the end, we had the most amazing equation, which is that Gasut HaRuach itself is the equivalent of sleeping with every Yerva in the world, all our Arayot Kulam. So that the ultimate Tu'eva, the connected Kola Tu'eva Te'ela, is Tu'avat Hashem Kogvalev, which again is a completely different system of values, which unfortunately nowadays it's the Gvalev that will tell you all about how we have to be careful of our Arayas. I love that. So, but in any event, we're up to Azhara L'Gasei HaRuach Minai. So says the Gemara, where does it say in the Torah an Isser Lav, Lo Ta'aseh, to be arrogant and conceited? Omar Rava, Omar Zir, it's a Beferish Posik that directly addresses this thing, except the problem is that it's Divrei Kabbalah, because it comes from Yirmiyahu. Shim'u v'ha'azinu, Al tigbo, ki Hashem diber. Do not be stuck up because God has spoken. But, of course, it would be preferable if we would find a makor in the Torah itself. And so, indeed, comes along now, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and he says it's a beferish posik. Amar miyach, v'rom, here it says, v'rom levavecha, v'shachachtas Hashem elokecha. And if that happens, if your heart becomes conceited and you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you're going to be over on Hisham Elokecha Pentishkachat Hashem Elokecha. So in other words, the fact that you have to be Hishamer, not to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means by definition that you have to be Hishamer from Ram Levavecha, because Ram Levavecha is a direct Mineu Bei forgetting of Hashem. And as Rabbi Amar Bila has explained, the Omer above and Omer below, koma kom shenemar hishamer pen va'al, eno ela belotase, that lashon of hishamer is itself a lotase, so hishamer lecha pen tishkach is lashon lav, and we see in the other pasuk that v'ram levavecha is the equivalent of tishkach. Doresh Rav Avira, sometimes zimnin omer l'mishmei de Rav Asi, sometimes in the name of Rav Asi, v'zimnin omer l'mishmei de Rav Ami, Kol Adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach, someone who is conceited. At the end, lesof mitma'et. At the end, he will be reduced. Shenermar romu, we darshan this, romu ma'at. You're up there on the high, you will soon be down there on the bottom. Shema tomar yeshno ba'olam. You might think, okay, but I mean, at least he'll survive. Oh, no. Tamal omer ve'inenu. Forget it. He's gone. V'im chozerbo, however, if he does teshuva, continues the pasuk, so then even though he was mitma'et, but at least ne'esav bizmano ke Avram Avinu, because the pasuk continues to say v'humchu kakol yikvotsun. So v'humchu means if he was mach is a lashon of aniyut, so he became now, he did teshuva to become moch b'da'ato, then kakol Yikpotsun, he will jump from this world like those about whom it was said kol, which is Kavram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Dechtivbu, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Each one of them has the lashon of kol, And therefore, kol is a reference specifically to the avot. And so, Mamela, we see from here, we have Hashem Berachat Avram Bakol, so that's the Bakol. V'ochal Mikol is Yitzchak, that's Bakol, Mikol. And then Yeshli Kol of Yaakov Avinu is Bakol, Mikol, Kol. V'imlav, however, if he doesn't do Teshuvah, so then continues the Pasuk, Ucharosh Shibolet Yimalu, he will be picked off like the head of the Shibolet. What is that referring to? My Karosh Shibolet. The Shibolet is the hairy top part that is the wheat seeds, and at the very top, they have the hair on top. So some learns that that's what it's referring to. Tzemachologet Revun of Rav Chisna. Chadamar Kisasa, the Shibalta. What's the Rosh of the Shibolet? The Shibolet itself is at the top of the stalk. So what is the Rosh of the Shibolet? The Rosh of the Shibolet is the hairy part that falls off by itself of the Shibolet. V'chadamar, no. It's referring to a Shibolet Atzma. So why is it called Rosh Shibolet? I mean, Bishle Milaman Yomar Kisasa de Shibalta. If we understand that it's referring to the hairs that jut out of the Shibolet, Sahayna Dichtiv Ucharosh Shibolet. But Laman Yomar Kishubalta Atzma, why does it say Ucharosh Shibolet? Look, a guy is going into his field, and he's going to harvest the wheat. So what catches his attention right away that he first swings at and cuts? Those things that are sticking up on top. That's what he sees first. So gavoa, gavoa, humalaked. He takes that which is standing. So that's kirosh shibolet, the shibolet that is standing out of the other wheat. And it's on top. It's the Rosh. Yimolu. That's what will be Nimol, will be taken off right off the top. The Pasuk also says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ram V'Nisa, but at the end it says, Ve'et Dakau Shval Ruach, L'Achayot Ruach Shifalim. So what's the Ve'et Dakau Shval Ruach? Here we also have a Machlokes Ravuna Rav Chisda. Ravuna Rav Chisda Chad Omar, the Lashon of Ve'et means with me. Ve'et daka. Ve'iti. So in other words, iti daka, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meirim, someone who is an onav, to be with him. Ve'chad amar, no, it's ve'et daka, that ani et daka. I will go down to join he who is daka. U'mistavra kamandi omar ani et daka, which is more reasonable. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after all, Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hiniach Kol Harim Ugva'ot, and when it came to giving the Torah, Yishra Shechinato Al Har Sinai, so he chose a mokum that we didn't lift up Har Sinai to become Gavoa, which would be the meaning of Iti Daka, but rather he went down to Har Sinai, which means that Ani Et Daka, I go down, not the bring up that which is low. But lo gavar sinai lemala. Omer Reb Yosef, le'olam yilmad adam midat kono. A human being should learn how to face life looking at the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, kevayachol acts, sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiniach kol harim ugva'ot, v'yishra shechinato al har sinai. And in the Medrash it adds, v'hiniach kol ilanot tovot, v'yishra shechinato basneh, at the time he appeared to Moshe. Which is not as persuasive a raya, because there's another explanation for that, which is also brought by Chazal, and that is the Ito Anochi Bitzara, Imo Anochi Bitzara. So there, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to show that the Shekhinah is Bitzara in a Sneh, the way that Klal Yisrael is Bitzara in Mitzrayim, but it doesn't necessarily prove that he would have been Meniach Lechatchila, the Shekhinah, Bishmash for the Shekhinah in a Sneh. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam, Sheyesh Bo Gasuta Ruach, an individual who is conceited, the best thing that would be roy for him would be to take an axe, cut him down, and then dig down and dig out the roots and throw him out into the garbage dump like you would with an asherah. Here on the one hand we find that people who are conceited, it says over here, v'rome hakoma giduim, those who are amekoma, those who are stuck up are gadua. Hashem Gadua is to be uprooted. V'hagvoim yishpalu. And we find the same lashon by the Asherah. So what do you see? That the way in which we deal, the Hanhagas Hashem, which is dealt with the Ramim, that are Nigda'in, is equivalent to the way in which we deal with an Asherah tree. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, we said before, actually, that it's Ki'ilu Avid Avodah Zarah. So that really makes sense with the initial opening of the sugya. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Sheyeshbo Gasut HaRuach Ein Afro Ninar. Shinemar HaKitzuvarananu Shochnei Afar. What is the pshat over here? Somebody who in his lifetime was arrogant, he does not come to Tchiyat HaMitim. So the afar of that person is not ninar, does not shake itself, put itself back together again. So far away, I see you once and God knows how long, and you answer at the end of the table not to give me the pleasure.
Where do you want me to sit?
I want you to sit right in front of me so I can enjoy it. Once from Johannesburg, and now, Baruch Hashem, from Eretz Yisrael. And we won't say where, however, because it's,
condemned?
Well, you know, it's called Beit Shemesh for a reason. You know? But still with us. The old mic. Okay. So here we find that it says, who should be cuts and ranan? Who should now wake up when it comes time for Tchiyat HaMeitim? The ones who are Shochnei Afar, those who dwell in the earth. So Hakit V'rananu Shochnei Afar. Why does it say Shochnei Afar? It should say Shochnei Be'afar. Not the Shochnei Afar. It's a strange language. Lo ne'amar L'Shochnei Afar. It means Mishin Ase Shachen Le'afar B'chayav. A person considers his closest neighbor to be the dirt. So as he views himself to be Shafel, such an individual is Hakit V'rananu. An individual who is arrogant, the Shechina is broken-hearted and cries over him. The Yedal is the Lashon of broken. Like we have Yodea Be'amache Sukkot over the story in Shoftim. So it means to break. So the Shechina herself is broken-hearted from above. Dorash Rav Avira V'item Rabbi Elazar. So the way people usually are, somebody who comes from a fancy, rich, he walks into a room, he doesn't even notice those plebeians, you know. All he sees are the opportunities. As you watch the cocktail parties, it's like the frogs and the flies, you know. The brain doesn't even notice those guys. So the Gavoa, he doesn't see the Shafel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite. He walks into the cocktail parties and the one that he sees is only the ones that are Shafelim. So by him he's Gavoa, but he's Roat HaShafel. Shenemar ki Rama Hashem v'Shafel Yireh. Amrev Chista v'teima marukva kol adam sheish bo gasuta ruach. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, you know, he can find a different universe for himself. I got no room for this guy. The pashtus means I can't stand that guy. But we darshan it even worse. That is not the pshat oto lo uchal. I can't be in the same universe with this guy. So it's a question of him or me. Now, some people darshan this. Some put it back to the beginning of the pasuk where it says, so it's a continuation of someone who will be malshin on his friend. Oto atzmit. Getting back to the Gasut HaRuach. Omar Rab Alexandri, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasut HaRuach, Afilu Ruach Kim'a Ocharato. What's interesting is that you would think that the more arrogant and conceited a person is, the more invulnerable he becomes to attack. But it's exactly the opposite. The slightest thing now is Ocher, turns the whole picture blurry. Because it just needs a little bit of something to fall out, and everybody is right away on his case. And right away he says he's no good, which is why you find that the higher they climb, the harder they fall. I mean, that's basically what it's saying. So a ruach, even the slightest ruach now, will be ocher. Where do we see that? Shneamar, because it says in the pasuk, harishaim kiyam nigrash, and the end of the pasuk is v'yigroshu meimav refesh v'tit. So in other words, the yam itself, the water of the yam, becomes filled with filth. That's the lashon of ocharto. So it becomes ochur. It's no longer transparent. It's full of dirt. And this is the same, just like the yam. Take a look at the kavachomer. The yam, yesh bo kama raviyot. There's a lot of water in that yam. Nonetheless, comes along a little bit of ruach, and what appeared to be nice water a moment ago, all of a sudden you get a little bit of wind, and it sort of magnifies itself, and then you get these little currents that are going, these little waves that are going in the water, and now you can't see anything. The whole thing is now looks achur. So an adam shein bo elo raviyit dam. By the way, here's where the Taisa says, we've spoken about this Taisa, because it was Nogea Nazir by the dinim of Revias, why Revias be Mishnei Mesim, and so on, anyway, that the Revias is sufficient to provide for life. So here's where the Taisa brings, this is the Shita of Rabbeinu Hanano, that it's referring to the dam which provides the basis of a beating heart. That's a Revias, which is interesting. Not the pshat that a Revias dam in circulation is sufficient to provide for life, but to allow a heart to beat is a revi'ez dam. So over there, alachat kama v'kama, don't take much. If it don't take much to get the sea into a tizzy, it don't take much to get a guy who is kirishaim to be like the yam nigrash. Omer b'chia barashi, omer rav, talmid chacham, you should know, this is all very nice, but on the other hand, it's not a good idea not to have any gaiva. Because if you're a Talmud Chacham and you act the way the person who's a Shochen Afar acts, then idiots look at you and they say, ah, he's not worth anything, he's too shafel. So they don't pay any attention to you. So you're sort of in a bind because you need at least to be able to hold yourself like your Choshev for these people who don't see anything except the way people hold themselves. But if you're going to allow yourself to be like everybody else, then they're not going to respect you. So Talmid Chacham tzarich shiebo echad mishmona bishminit. You need the slightest amount of gaiva, which is the eighth of an eighth. Rashi explains what would come up with the eighth of an eighth, because the eighth of an eighth is the smallest weight. It's the uchla. And the uchla is the tiniest useful weight that is used in transactions and so on, and a share of money. So that's 1/8 of an eighth of what a person would really have if they were full of gaiva. That shear you have to have, because otherwise you're not noticed. Omer Avuna, brother of Yeshua. And that little bit, interestingly, becomes now also like we compared the Balgaiva to the Shibolet. And that gufa relates to Machlokas we had earlier, because it's Ma'atra Kisasa the Shibolet. The Sasa, which according to one Ma'adi Omer was the Rosh HaShibolet, indeed is the nicest thing about the Shibolet in the sense that it's an Atara. So if the person is able to only have that, and not to have anything real of gaiva inside of himself, but just the show of the atara of the gaiva, so then that's good, because it's an atara like a sasa, is ma'ater the shibolet, and it falls off. It's not really part of it. Omar Rava, I say, b'shamta de itve, somebody who's got gaiva should be put into cherem, or b'shamta de letve. Somebody who doesn't carry himself properly, and he's a Talmud Chacham, also deserves to be in Nidui, because people don't, they're not able to be Mavchin. Whereas Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, you know what? Forget about it. I'll do without it. Lo minav, lo miksata. I don't want any of it. I don't want the Echad B'Shminish or B'Shminis either. But you're going to be so medaktik that you know that you have precisely the Shminish or B'Shminis. And what happens if you're a little bit more than the Shminish or B'Shminis? What happens if it's a shviyah shebishminis? So you're already doomed to hell. But it's worth it. I'd rather not be doomed, and, you know, I'll take your nidui. Because mizuter dechtibe toavat Hashem kol gvalev, you just said that it's a toeva that's bigger than any other toeva. So you're going to take a chance on that toeva just because you want to make a good impression on people as a Talmud Chacham? Whatever it'll be, it'll be. אומר חזקיה, אין תפילתו של אדם נשמעת, אלא אם כן משים ליבו כבשר. A person who wants his tefillah to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to turn himself into flesh, with all that that implies, with all the vulnerability of basar. Shenemar v'haya midei chodesh b'chadsho yavo kol basar lishtach avot elah. Why kol basar? Why not kol adam? Because that's the point. If you're going to be mishtach avot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be out of feeling your own basar. Omer Rabbi Zeira, basar ketiv bei v'nirpa. What's interesting, if you take a look at the parsha of Tzara'at, so we have two parshas of Tzara'at. One is Adam Kiyeh Ba'oro. The other one is Basar. And the only place it says Bibisaro V'nirpa, the lashon of V'nirpa, Basar, Kiyeh Ba'oro Shechin V'nirpa. But it never says Adam Kiyeh Ba'oro V'nirpa. Never says a refuah on somebody who holds himself like an Adam. He has to hold himself like a Basar. Then he can have a refuah. Adam lo ktiv ba benirpa. However, the psukim that mention Adam, it doesn't say anything about ever having a refuah for your nega. And there it says, Adam ki ye ba'oro nega tzarat. There it doesn't say ever, anywhere, benirpa. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the word Adam itself teaches you already the vulnerability of basar. Because what does Adam stand for? The Aleph stands for Efer. Is dust. The Dalet stands for dam. And the Mem stands for Mara. Mara is Chazal's sense of, it was the only thing really that they you know, they had a whole old refuah. It was all built around the humors. So you have all these different Marot. You have the Mara of the liver, which was supposed to cause depression. It's Mara Shchora, and Mara Adumah. But in our terms, it basically means a bunch of chemicals and hormones. It doesn't know anything. It's just completely defined by the dirt and by blood and by chemicals. That's we would say it. The word basar itself stands for busha, srucha, rima. And some say it doesn't stand, the shin doesn't stand for srucha because it's not a samach. It's a shin. So shin stands for, more reasonably, ikadamri sha'ol. It stands for the grave. You're looking at basar. You're looking basically at decay already. Dead meat. Dead meat. Omer Ravashi, kol adam sheyesh bo gasuta ruach, lesof nifchat. Person who begins with conceit, in the end he loses his chashivut, and he becomes the lowest of the low. He's nifchat. Where do you see this? Shinemra vilaseit vilasapachat. So when we're listing the different negoyim, so it puts together se'et v'sapacha. Now se'et is a lotion of gavoa. Shemar v'alkol ha'arim haramim v'alkol ha'gevaot ha'nisot. So do you see that nisa is to be up there? So ha'nisaot is the se'et. But sapachat always means the lowest and the just the tafel. Ein safachat ela tfeila. It's just an adjunct to real things. Shenemar sfachenina. Alachata kunot. In order leachol pat lachem. So here it's the terrible curse on the Bnei Eli was that, so they're not going to really be real kohanim. It says, hanotar beveitecha are going to be so hard up to get a little bit of the kuhuna. They'll beg the other kohanim, please, can we just join up with you and maybe have a little bit of something to eat? So that's, you see, is the lashon of something that is tafel completely. So you go from hanisaot to the sefachenina. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi borei kama gedolim nemuchei haruach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebesha'a shebeit HaMikdash kayam adam akriv ola. Sachar ola biyado. Mincha, sachar mincha biyado. Come and see how great is the schus of someone who doesn't have any arrogance. Such a person who is namuch in his soul. So if the Beit HaMikdash was around, what could you do? You could go bring a korban ola. You have a schus of a korban ola, you bring a mincha, you have a schus of a mincha. Avol mi shedato shveilah, someone who holds himself humbly, ma'aleh alav ha-katuv kilu ikriv kol ha-korbanot kulam. It's like he brought every korban in the book, shenema zivchei Elohim ruach nishbara. All of the zvachim are the ruach nishbara, v'lavad ala she'en tefilato nidmeset. You can bring all the karbonot you want. It doesn't mean that necessarily HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mitratzeh to you. But someone who is mitpalel, mitoch, shivron lev, and sensing his own vulnerability, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never mois in that tefillah and always responds on some level. So, because it says, lev nishbar v'nitke Elohim lo tevazeh. God will not look at that and say, who is this jerk who's talking? And that could certainly happen to somebody who brings karbonos. He doesn't want to be preserved for posterity. That's Shval Ruach. Baruch Atah Adin Eloheinu Melech Olam Shekol Nehi B'dvaro. V'om Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Kol Hashom Orchotav B'olam Hazeh, Zoche V'roeh B'Yeshuato Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who's constantly aware, takes stock of his life, and leads an examined life at all times, and looks at his maisim and his drachim and his midas in this world, he's zoche ultimately to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. Shinemar v'sam derech harenu b'yesh Elohim al tikrei v'sam derech, someone who sets down a path for himself, but rather ela v'sham derech, somebody who constantly measures and estimates the value of how it is that he's proceeding along a path. And there harenu b'yesh Elohim. Anyway, getting back now to Sota. Oh, we're learning Sota. So, the Mishnah says, Mishnah is very strange. Let's just take a look once again at the Mishnah so we can remind ourselves of what was wrong with that opening. It bothered us when we read it. It didn't seem to make much sense. It says, Ketzad Mikanela. And then it somehow explains how not to be Mikanela. It says, Omerla Bifnei Shnayim Al Tadabri Imish Ploni. Now, what would you think is coming when you read that? That Al Tadabri is being used as a euphemism. And it's an acceptable euphemism. So in other words, if a husband will tell his wife, he doesn't have to spell it out. He means, of course, don't be mistater, because he says, al tadabri. So you'd think the Mishnah is now going to say, but of course, if she only talks to him, so then that's fine. But if she was nisteret with him, then it's not fine. Instead, the Mishnah says, dibraimo adaini muteret lebeita umuteret achovejruma, and if... I thought the braimo you just said means that she's in the steret. So now you're saying, well, but it doesn't really mean the steret. So then what? So nichnasa imola beta seter, then it's considered to be stira. How do you use the word in two ways? I mean, so make up your mind. What's happening, says the Gemara. Hagufa kashi, you start off by saying amrit, omarla bifnei shnayim al tadabri mishploni. All right, so what does that show you? Alma, that we're using the word as of dibur as a euphemism, which is an accepted euphemism for stirahu. Then you go ahead and you use the same word to say dibraimo adain muteret leveitah muteret lachol b'truma, in which case alma dibur lav klumu. So now you're saying dibur doesn't really mean anything. So how are you supposed to read the Mishnah? Omer abaye hachi kama. Al tidabri v'dibra. It's like a chisur mechas. In other words, the Mishnah is saying like this. Don't talk, and she talks. And for that matter, I don't care, even if she wouldn't. Even if she'd actually go and be nisteret. Al tidabri, and she goes v'nistera. It's still nothing. If you say al tistari v'dibra, that's also nothing. Adayin muter l'veitah, muter l'cho b'truma. So the chiddush is that if even there was a real kinui, which is altisteri imploni, she went and she talked to somebody, but it wasn't in private. Somebody was there. So then there's no problem. But you need two things. If you said altisteri, and she was nechlesetim ha'ol beit ha'seter, and sha'atakedei tuma, only then asur leveita, v'asur le'achol betrum. Then the Mishnah says a big chiddush, that imate, in other words, if before now, we have a chance to be Mavar. We don't take her to the Mayim HaMoharim. The guy died before he could, and only a Baal is Mashka. So Memela, at that point, if he dies without children, there's only a Chiv of Chalitza, but there's no Din of Yibum. Why is there no Din of Yibum? I didn't understand. I mean, well, because we have a Suffolk. I mean, Lamaisa, she's still an Eishes Ish. So Amai, Tityabim Nami Yivume. Why are we not Miyabe? Om Rav Yosef Amakra, V'yatz'a mi beto, The Torah continues over here the parsha basically of gerushin. Because this is matzaba ervat davar. So then he should give her a get. So then v'yatza mi beito, she should leave his home. If she leaves his home, she should only go to an ishacher. We'll see what that really means is somebody that certainly has no business with this guy. Because this guy at least was smart enough to get rid of her. So she should go to somewhere else, but not to a yavam. Le'ishacher v'lo le'yavam. So dafka to another person, but not to the yavam. If that's the case, elamiyatach, amar le'abaya. I mean, if you're saying that it's a pasuk that tells me she can't go to the Yavan, so why doesn't that take her, exclude her completely from the parsha of Yibam? Yes, sir. So? Right, but it says v'yatza. V'yatza means, however, there's two ways of getting out of a house. Remember the old story. You know. You don't want to be Megarish, or we have other approaches. Right? So that's divorce Italian style. So so Rashi says this, that v'yatza means however she's yotze. Or she's yotze, be get fine. Over here the guy died before he gave her a get. It's probably a good reason for that too. But as we saw in the beginning of the Masechta. But that's also v'yatza. So therefore, she should be excluded from the parsha completely, says Abaya. I mean, ata chalitza nami lo tiboy. Omar leis, Rabbi Yossi said, how can you think that? If that would be the case, so then she shouldn't need a get either. I mean, obviously that's not what it means. Ilu ite le baal. Suppose the baal hadn't died. So mi lo boy get, she would need a get. So hashta nami tiboy chalitza. That chalitza takes the place of the get. When a brother is still around, so he's Aimed Babakam Abal. If the Baal would need to be Megarisher, we can't say it's as if Kfar Yatza. So therefore the has to give Bichalitzer. Iti Amri, others say that what Rabbi Yosef said was directly from the nature of the Pasuk. Omar Rabbi Yosef. The Torah says, Rachmon Amr Vyatsami Beitova Al Chava Itali Ish Acher, that it's a recommendation. Get rid of her. She should go to somebody else. Don't let her destroy your home. Because we already saw, it was Rav Chista's Maimer who begins this entire thing, that Znuta Bebeta is Kikaria de Sumsuma. And that it gnaws away at the inside of a home, leaving a shell, like a parasite that's been eating up the inside. So this is absurd. The Torah says, Asher lo yivned Beit Achiv. So now you should be Miyabemer in order to be Beine. We're going to be Baina through Stira. The whole point over here is this woman destroys things. Are you going to be Baina Abayas? The Torah wants you to make sure to keep her away, get her out of here. So you're going to say, so therefore you should take her. Make sure that we continue the future with this no good Nick. That's the last thing we would want to do. It's an absurdity. So, what are you saying? Amalei Abaya, so I mean, with that logic, you could say, so then la'achar lo tinasei. So I mean, if the point is that the Torah is giving a recommendation, don't allow this woman into your home, so why wouldn't that be said to anybody? Don't allow, we've already have the data. This woman is no good for building a home with. Stay away from her. So why dafka, this poor guy was already nichshal and having a wife like this, anybody should stay away. Why doesn't the pasuk mean that too? So then to anybody, lo tinasei, de lo tistrei levete. Oh, Marlene, now wait a minute. What's the comparison? Yibum, we're forcing you into. You're going to tell me that the Torah is b'chai of you to take a woman who is destroying your brother's home in order to make sure it should be completely destroyed. Whatever is left of it should be destroyed. That's ridiculous. I mean, but another guy, what are we doing? We're forcing the guy to take her. If it's to define what the Torah would ask of you, obviously the Torah won't ask of you to do something stupid, but that doesn't mean that necessarily the Torah is going to protect you from yourself. Yeah, you want to be stupid enough to take her, that's your business. But I'm telling you over here, it's certainly not a way to be Baina home. The Ikeni, I mean, some say that what Rabbi Yosef actually said was, HaKatuv Kar'o Acher, when it says the meaning of V'yatzav Eitel Ish Acher, is to tell me, same way we refer to Elisha ben Avuya. Acher. Right? Why do we call him Acher? He's not like what we want, or he's not the Elisha ben Avuya that he was. That's what the Zayin says, Acher. This is not what was. Same thing over here. Le'ish Acher means a guy who doesn't deserve to be included in the same sentence as the original guy. Because he's Eino ben Zugo shal Rishon, Zeho Tzi Risha mi Beito, Vezei Echnis Risha l'toch Beito. You mommy see this happening in real life all the time. Right? You see a guy who divorces a wife, she's a mezana and so on and so forth. Some idiot goes and takes her. Oh, at last she's free. You say, what kind of fool? And that's exactly what they're saying. So this is an ish acher. So what are you saying? You're saying that the Torah, who's calling him an acher, and now you're saying that the Torah would force you to be an acher. The Torah would say, you should be a fool. Forget about the relationship to the brother. That was the first pshat in Rabbi Yosef. But the Eitz D'Amri is saying it doesn't make sense that the Torah would be mechayev a person, in this case the ach, to do something that would be destructive for him, even if it wouldn't be the continued destruction of his brother's home. Amalei Abaye, Elameata, once you're saying that, so then it should also be that if she got married to somebody else, Niseit La'acher, and he dies without children, she should still be Ptura from Yibum. Even though she's not a Seita to the second husband, she's only a Seita to the first husband, so why should she be Ptura from Yibum? Because we should say, the Torah views anybody who marries this woman as an Acher. So would we tell a brother to be an Acher? So that same logic that paters the first Yavam should pater the Yavam of the second husband, which is ridiculous. I mean, where do we find somebody who was once a Seita can't ever get Yibum? That's certainly not the Halacha. Why is that? You should say the same logic. Takatuv karo acher. Says of Yosef, because gabi dehai mia b'shem tov havikaima. At this point, the data reads differently. Fact is, she was married to this guy. Fact is, she was not mizana. You're saying maybe you shouldn't have taken her. But Lamaisi, you gave her another chance, and she's behaved herself. So if that's the case, you have a right to proceed on that basis. Why view that as an acher at this point? Rava Amar? Rava says the whole problem is not really much of a problem. When it says, V'lo mityabemet, that's because of a kal v'chomer. Because the kal v'chomer is like this. Im nesra b'mutarla. She used to have a husband to whom she was mutarat. And now, because of this suffix of sota, so now she becomes asura, even to the person that she was mutarla, and the husband. So ba'asurla to the yavama, the brother of the husband, where she was also an Ereva. Forget about it. I mean, there was an Issacharis. So now you're saying there should be a Chiyav. I mean, it's a Basula lo Koshikain. Certainly she's going to be Asura to the one who was always Asura. Omale Abaya, that Kavachomer doesn't hold up. La Locha. Because according to that Kavachomer, you say like this. A Kohen Gadol, who went ahead now, and he was Mekadesh and Almana. And he died before marrying her. So now, just still a Chiyav of Yibam. He dies, and he has an ach who's a kohen hedyo, there's mutter in an almana. So according to your logic, you should say, there's no yibam. Why? Because im nesra b'mutarla b'asurla lo kol shekein. If she became asura on her own husband, so certainly she's asura in the oven. Sisigma, what are you talking about, please? What nesra? I don't say it wasn't she was nesra. He was never mutarla. It was an almana lo kohen gadol, no? Asir v'kaima. And what do you say? Mutarla asurlahu. He was always asurla. So where's the kavachomer? There's no kavachomer over here. No, sorry. You're right. Here's the case I mean. Ella, Eshet Kohen. How about a case like this? A guy, a Kohen, has a brother who's a cholol. So this is his father took a woman who was asura to him now, but they're related to the father. So there should be yibum. He now takes this woman, Behetar Gomor. She's a fine woman, and she was raped. To a Kohen now, she becomes Asura to the original Kohen, and now he dies without children. So now we should say she became Asura Lamutarla. So the Ach, who is an Ach Halal anyway, doesn't have any problem marrying an Isser. So you should say the same logic. So Yeshlo Ach Halal lo tityabem, because Im Nesrabu Mutarla be Asura lo Koshikain. Says Rav, it's also not a Kasha. Because Ones be Yisrael Mishrashari. In which case, Gabi Hai Leka Isura. You cannot apply something which is not part of the set that is affected by it. In this case, where I'm talking, says Rava, the Yavam is just as vulnerable to the Isser of Sota as the husband is. It happens to be that the husband was the one married to her. But if she would be a Sota to him, so he would be Asur in him, right? Mashenken over here, the Isser of Ones is non-existent. This guy is a Yisrael. The brother's a Yisrael. By being a Cholol, he's essentially Yisrael. So we're going to tell him, wait a minute, there's a very kosher Isser here. What was the Isser? Anisha Shenensa. What? Anisha Shenensa? There's no such Isser. She's a Muteret. You can't make a Kavachomer for something which doesn't apply to me. It simply doesn't exist. In my world, there's no such Isser. In which case, the Kavachomer breaks down completely. So Ones be Yisrael Mishrashari. The Torah is completely matir on Ones with a Yisrael. And therefore, Gabi Dahai, Leka Yisura. So as far as the brother is concerned, you're taking a non-Isser, you're going to make it into an Isser. End of Arkazet. Excellent. So we did some catch-up work here. And it only took us 40 minutes. What do you think about that? Great. So now we're right back on schedule. See, you have to come. Listen, you guys in Joburg, you want to cry for a minute? Look and listen to who's here.
Hello, everyone.
What's it? How's it?
How's it, as they say? It's too loud. Put it softer. And we miss you from here. And I hear someone sitting in my seat, so, you know, look after it.
Be here for the next siyum.
Hatzlocha, and be well.
Azor legasei aruach minayin. Omar Rav Amar Ziri Shibu Vazin Antik Bo. Rav Nachman, he is going to be Yachav Ramal Vafka Vishachach, the Vatim Shamal Chopen Tishkach, the Shamal Kechach, the Rav Amar Rabbi Loi. The Omar Rav Amar Rabbi Loi, come on, come, Shinamar Yishom Repen Vialin, who had a below Tassir. Dorash Rav Avira Zimra Norma Lishmin Rav Azvi Zimra Norma Lishmin Rav Ami. Kolodam Shish Bo Gesut Aruach Lesof Bit Ba'et Shrema Rumo Ma'at. Shema Tomar Yeshno Ba'olam Tam Lo Reinenu. Vim Chozer Bo Nesaf Vizmano Gavram Avinu Shem Rav Humchu Kakol Yikpotsun. Gavram Yitzhak V'yakov Dech Rebako Miko Kol. Vim Lav Uchorosh Shibolet Yimolu. Maik Uchorosh Shibolet. Ravuna Rav Chizda Chadam Akisasa Dishibalta V'chadam Akishibolet Atzma. Bishlem Elamandi Amakisasa Dishibalta Ayner Dechtiv Chorosh Shibolet. Elamandi Amakishibalta Atzma. Mai Uchorosh Shibolet. Om Revaz V'chintoni Dever Rebbe Yishmoel. Mashal Adam Shinichnatsu Toch Sadeu. Gavo Agavo Umalaket. Vetakao Shval Ruach, Ravuna Rav Chista Charamar Iti Daka, Vecharamar Ani Etaka, Umistar Rekamandi Omar Ani Etaka, Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nia Kolorim Ugvot Vishrash Kiratal Har Sinai, Veloi Gibiya Har Sinai Lamala. Om Rav Yezir Leolam, Yilmar Adam Nadam Midat Kono, Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nia Kolorim Ugvot Vishrash Kiratal Har Sinai, Om Rav Lozik Alonim Shiesh Bogasuta Ruach, Raui Legad Oka Ashira, Tivach Vromea Koma Giduim, Uchtivav Shavah Shereyem Tigadeun, ויאמר רב אלעזר כל אדם שיש בו גסות הרוח אין אפרו נינר, שנאמר כי תברנו שוכני עפר, שוכבי בעפר לא נאמר, שוכני עפר, מי שנעשה שכן לעפר בחייו. ויאמר רב אלעזר כל אדם שיש בו גסות הרוח שכינה מייללת עליו, שנאמר, הוא גבוה ממרחק ידה. דורש רב אביר רבי תמר רב אלעזר בורא שלו כמידת הקדוש ברוך ומידת בשר ודם, מידת בשר ודם גבוה רואה את הגבוה, ואין הגבוה רואה את השפל, אבל מידת הקדוש ברוך אינו כן. הוא גבוה ורואה את השפל, שלמה גרם השם ושפל יראה. אומר רב חיסי ותמר מרוג וכל אדם שיש בו גסות הרוח, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אין אני והוא יכולים לדור בעולם. שלמה מלש בסתר ראהו אותו עצמית כבעיניים רחב לבב אותו לא אוכל. אל תקרא אותו לא אוכל, איתו לא אוכל. אי כדמת אלה מספר אלה שנראה, שנאמר מלה של בסתר ראהו אותו עצמית. אומר רב אלכסנדרי, כל אדם שיש בו גזת הרוח ואילו רוח קימה או חרתו, שנאמר ברשעים כים נגרש, מה ים שיש בו כמר ואי עוד רוח קימה או חרתו, אדם שאין בו על הרביעת אחת על אחת כמה וכמה. אומר רב קיה ברשי, אומר רב תלמיד חכם צריך שיהיה בו אחד משמונה בשמינית. אומר רב נברא לבין יהושע, אומר עטר לכיסס על השיבולתה. אומר רב בשמת דהית בי ובשמת נולד בי. אומר נח ביצחק, פגר הבעל, לא מנה ולא מקצתה. מזות אמר יחסיב בה, תואבת השם כל גבל לב. אומר חיס כי אין תפילתו של אדם נשמעת, אלא אם כן מיסים ליבו כבשר. שנאמר, הווה היה מדי חודש בחודשו, יבוא כל בשר להשתחוות לשם. אומר רבי זירא, בשר כתיב בי נרפא. אדם לא כתיב בי ונרפא. אומר רבי יוחנן, אדם איפר דם מרה, בשר בושה, סרוכה, רימה, היא כדאי אמרי, בושה, שאול, תכתיב בשין. אומר רבי אשי, כל אדם שיש בו גסות הרוח לסוף נפחת שלמה, ולסית ולספחת, ואין צית אלא לשון גבוה שלמה, וכל הערים הרמים וכל הגבעות הנישאות, ואין ספחת אלא תפילה שלמה, ספחינין על אחת הכהונות. לאכול פת לחם. אומר רבי ישו בן אבי בורא, כמה גדול מן מוחי הרוח לבני הקדוש ברוך הוא, שבשעה שבית המקדש קיים אדם מקריב עולה, שכר עולה בידו, מנחה, שכר מנחה בידו, וישדתו שפלה מעלה עליו הכתוב, כאילו הקריב כל הקורבנות כולם שלם בזבחי אלוהים, נת זבח, בזבחי אלוהים רוח נשבור, אבל לא עוד, אלא שאין תפילתו נמאסת, שנאמר לב נשבר ונתקע אלוהים לא תבזה. ויום רבי ישוע בן לוי כל השום, אורחותיו בעולם הזה זוכה ורואה בישועתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שנאמר ושם דרך ארנו ביש אלוהים, אל תגרי, ושם דרך ושם דרך. כיצד מקנה לגוף הקש? עמד ואמר לו בפני שניים, אל תדברי עם איש פלוני. אלמה, דיבור סתירהו. ועוד התוני, דיברה עמו עדיין מותר לביתה ומותר לכל בתשומה, מה דיבור לאו כלומו. אמר רבי יוחי, כלומר, אל תדברי ודיברה, או איבן אל תדברי ונסתרה לאו כלומי. אל תסתרי ודיברה עמו, כתינוס דמשנה, מותר לביתה ומותר לכל בתשומה עדיין. נכנסה עמו לביתה סתר ושעתה כדי תומה, ואין אסור לביתה ואסור לכל בתשומה. ואם מת חולת ולא מתייבא מתמיית, תתייבא נעם יבוא. מיום רבי יוסף מקרוב יוצא מביתו והייתה לאיש אחר, לאיש אחר ולא ליבם. אומר ליבאי על המעט החליץ נעמי לא תיבור, אם לא יליט לבעל מלובי גית, השתנעמי תיבור חליצה. ואיתי אמר יום רבי יוסף רחמון, אומר רבי יצא מביתו, והלכה והייתה לאיש אחר, דולו לסתור לביתה. ואת אמר תתייבא נעם יבוא מיימות, במקיים that way לבנות את בית אחיו. As Tosus points out. אומר לי הבאי, אלא מיעטו לאחר נעמי לא תנסה, דלו לסתור לביתה. אומר לי, what's the comparison? מקורא מינו לה עלי בעל כורחה. איקני אמרי אמר רבי יוסף, הכתוב קוראו אחר, שאינו בן זוגו של הראשון, שזה was smart enough הוציא רישה מביתו, וזה הכניס רישה לתוך ביתו. So what are you going to say? That was בחייב and to be מתייבאים. ואת אמרי, תתייבאים נעמי יבומי. אומר לי הבאי, so by that logic, אלא מיעטו ניסי דאחר מת בלא בנים, also לא תתייבאים. דה כתוב קוראו אחר, that's true, but kapi dahai mia b'shem tov avikaimus, you're allowed to proceed on that basis. Rova amar kavachomer, im neesra b'mutar lein her husband, so basur la to the ach lo koshikein. Amar l'abaya, by that logic, alamiyata koin godosh, kidish ta'amon of a maid, v'yishalach koin gadiot, lo titiabim, but the same, by the same token, im neesra b'mutar la, basur lo koshikein. What are you talking about? What do you mean neesra? This is a neesra, asir b'kaima. Who's the mutar la? He was asur la who? I mean, okay, Eshet Kohen Shenensa, Umet, V'yesh Lo'ach Halal. So over there, Lo Titiabim, with the same token, Im Nesra V'mutar La, V'yasur La Lo Koshkein. That doesn't matter, because Ones Bisro Mishra Shoy completely, V'gai B'dehai Leka Yisura.